This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and welcome to USAprepares.com. This is our final hour. I want to remind everybody, for those who are listening, and we appreciate you listening, by the way, it's so important over the next 3 days, today, tomorrow, and the next day. You have to go to frankspeech.com. That's Frank, F-R-A-N-K, speech, S-P-double-E-C-H. That's S-P-double-E-C-H.com, frankspeech.com. If that doesn't work, try lindelltv.com. Mike Lindell has cyber experts that's going to prove that our election was stolen. Keep in mind, fraud has no statute of limitations. He's got proof that Donald Trump won 81 million votes. President Trump won 81 million votes. And Joe Biden won just 68 million. So President Donald Trump is our president. And he has proof of this. And I want you to remember that the powers that be are talking about emergency broadcasting starting tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen. None of us do. We don't have a crystal ball. But we all have to educate ourselves. We have to participate. Everybody. Okay. Go back to published articles in the public domain. Next, U.S. physicians will now lose their medical license for reporting vaccine injuries and providing informed consent to patients. They are threatening doctors, people. Okay? This is Nazi Bolshevik Mao Pol Pot stuff. This is North Korea stuff. This is why I have mentioned so many quotes and paraphrased so much information from Alinsky, Marx, the Frankfurt School, Cloward and Piven. It wasn't done just to take up airtime. It was done to show you what's coming our way, and we're in it full force right now. Next, Dad asks who's going to pay $100,000 in medical bills after the vaccine ruined his son's life, who's still hospitalized. So sad. This is so sad. Next, COVID outbreaks at 118 nursing homes in fully vaccinated Israel. Are you waking up, people? Are you connecting the dots? I can't make it any plainer and more clear. Next, CDC document reveals planning for COVID quarantine camps. Let me repeat that. I'm not repeating anything because I'm being condescending. I want to make this perfectly clear. CDC document reveals planning for COVID quarantine camps. This is full Nazi. I've got a question. You've heard me mention I'm going to have to stand up and walk around and see how I can deliver this to big pharma, to the big corporations, and all the lettered alphabets, the FBI, the CIA, the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, HHS, to our bankers, judges, lawyers, politicians. We've all grown up. We've all grown up hearing about how could the Nazis kill so many people, all those Jews, all those Christians, all those gypsies in the 1930s. Against the Nuremberg Code, against today, it's against HIPAA regulations, it's against the Hippocratic Oath. My question to all the agencies and people I've mentioned, like bankers, politicians, lawyers, and judges. When we grew up, we always talked about how could they do that? Did you ever wonder if you were going to be a follower of the Nazi training camp? When you grew up talking about your whole life saying, how could those Nazis do that? And now, so many of you, and not our listeners, I'm talking to those people who are proponents of forced vaccines, forced masks, forced lockdowns, forced destruction of small business. Now you, the people I just mentioned, not our listeners, you need to look yourselves in the mirror and ask yourself, when you were growing up your whole life, and you saw all these people being killed by the Nazis. Never mind Stalin and Mao and Pol Pot. I'm just talking about the Nazis right now. I don't want to go over anybody's head here. Think about this. All these conversations that you've heard growing up your whole life. How could they do that? Well, please look in the mirror. Because you're doing exactly what the Nazis did a millionfold. So what happens next when your own government creates worldwide totalitarian attacks by your own government against your own people? Do you know what German pathologist just came out the other day and said that 35% of the deaths in Germany of all people dying are by the vaccines? We have phony PCR tests. Literally, George Soros and Gates are buying up the new testing companies. We literally have class warfare posing as public health. That's called elite hypocrisy, people. To those people in the FBI, the CIA, the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, the bankers, politicians, judges and lawyers, did you ever watch the series Jericho? At the end of the series, I can't remember who the military leader was. It was either a captain, a major, or a colonel. I can't remember. I can't remember. But he refused to accept any more orders after realizing the evidence of crimes against the people, the anti-constitutional behaviors, the forced tyranny. He saw rogue government consolidating power, money, and control, and he opted out. For those of you, the captains, the majors, the colonels, and the lieutenants, do you have the guts, the courage to see what's going on in this country against the Nuremberg Code, HIPAA regulations, what doctors are being forced to do, being threatened? You have to do something. Okay. Pardon my sidebar here, folks. Next article. Dr. Dan Stock. It's on video. I watched it. Quote, everything being recommended by the CDC and State Board of Health is actually contrary to all science. Please look it up. It probably won't be on YouTube. You're going to have to go on Rumble or BitChute or some patriotic channel. Next. Conspiracy theory over aborted babies for organ harvested leads to be true, and it's government funded. It's not government funded. Anything that says government funded, you're paying for it. through taxes, through inflation and cost shifting, okay? How many times were we called conspiracy theorists? How many times was the independent media called controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorists? Because they want to use divide and conquer strategies. Now people are waking up en masse when they see the true agenda. The big question is it too late? The big question is, are there people out there, the lieutenants, the captains, the majors, the colonels, who's willing to step up for the American people and look and read history and look at your colleagues who died by the millions, who fought and bled and died by the millions? Are you just going to say they died in vain? Are they collateral damage? Wow. Next, more than 500 American universities now require students to submit to experimental coronavirus vaccines that's killing people. Look, I'm not, when I mention these articles, I'm not making up, I'm not changing words. These are true published articles in the public domain. Rich isn't making this stuff up. I make comments, but that's as far as I go. Next, 160 San Francisco sheriff's deputies threatened to resign due to mandatory COVID-19 vaccine. This is when they bring in the brown shirts, when they get rid of the good cops. That's how that works. Now, I'm not a proponent of anybody staying in the military or law enforcement if they're forced to take these shots. Again, it's against the Nuremberg Code, HIPAA regulations, and the Hippocratic Oath. It's even against the Geneva Convention when you really get down to it. Next, new teachers union president calls for vaccine mandates in schools. See, people, all you have to do is bribe or blackmail, whether it be using pedophilia or any type of threat. So a few people at the top, and they can change everything. We have to be the judge and jury. We have to be the people who read and research and verify. It's up to the people. It's up to us, because we're being deceived by mostly politically corrupt, political correctness and corruption and deception. We had too many people literally sell out to the highest bidder. And too many of these people in government positions and big corporations care more about manufacturing the perception of self-importance and self-preservation than sticking up for their own country. Next, my boss told me not to report deaths after vaccinations. This is a Fox whistleblower. I've talked about her before. Ivory Hecker. You can go to ivoryhecker.com. Ivory Hecker, H-E-C-K-E-R.com, and verify this. I saw her live, and she gave witnesses, and she basically gave information and evidence showing that Fox News told them not to report vaccine deaths. You got to remember, Fox News, they're not any different than the rest of the mainstream media. And you can really prove that when you look over the years of all of the big pharma companies advertising on Fox. Next, if the COVID vaccines begin killing millions of adults, they will unleash an orphan holocaust of homeless kids everywhere. Please wrap your head around this article.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield. Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the class, everybody. Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And what I do during the break is I literally... my articles, because I look at the clock and I can see I'm not going to get to barely 50%, but that's okay. Hopefully I'm giving you guys good information. And then when you're done here, everybody in the world who's listening, please don't forget to go to frankspeech.com. That's speech spelled with double E, not E-A, frankspeech.com. Mike Lindell is going to prove election fraud and foreign interference over the next 3 days. Okay, next article, vaccine mandatory for foreigners traveling to the U.S., but these are people who are legally traveling to the U.S., not the millions of illegal immigrants coming through our borders, which they've proven already, 167 different countries have already come through our southern borders. Next. Biden secretly releases 7,000 COVID-positive migrants triggering Texas emergency. See, it's not just, again, forget about this COVID stuff. This is part of the reset. This is all part of the narrative. It's a 99.7% survival rate with comorbidities. Is it a bioweapon? Is it a disease? Yes. But you have to look at it from the forest through the trees perspective, okay? Next, Tyson Foods mandates spike proteins injections for all of its workers. So now people are starting, the experts who are not bought and paid for, are concerned about spike protein shedding in the food supply. Next, CDC combines multiple days of data into one to make it appear Florida is reporting record number of new daily COVID cases. Is there any credibility in the CDC? Does anyone believe any of these institutions anymore? Really? I mean, nothing's legit. Nothing. Next, the CDC is a threat to science. Duh. Next. CDC gave NFL Alumni Association $3.5 million to push experimental COVID vaccines on sports enthusiasts. Wrap your head around what we're saying here, people. Next, Massachusetts' average age of breakthrough case deaths is 82.5 years old. Ernie, if you're listening, thank you for mentioning that to me last night. I looked it up. So think about this. The average age of breakthrough case deaths is 82.5 years old. The average female in this country lives to like 80, 81. The average male, 74 to 75. And over the last year and a half, or last year, pardon me, as I mentioned a few months ago, the longevity has decreased a year and a half. So just do the math here, people. Really. Next, government-funded researchers linked Dr. Fauci and the NIH sought aborted minorities for organ harvesting. You know what the title of this article is? Pure evil. Next, Joe Biden claims falsely two times in a row that 350 million Americans have been fully vaccinated. Okay, if you include the illegal immigrants in this country, we're probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 350 million Americans, pardon me. There's no way. We probably have maybe 40, 45% of Americans that have been fully vaccinated, and probably, well, I shouldn't say fully vaccinated. I know there's a lot of people I know personally, not just that I've read, who haven't taken their second shot, never mind the booster shot, who would be dumb enough with the articles that we're reading today from physicians, epidemiologists, virologists, infectious disease experts, scientists, pathologists. I mean, really, you have to literally have your head in the sand. Next, kids' face masks cause cancer. It even says so on the box. And we've also mentioned articles about the nanotechnology on the swabs affecting people in a very negative way. Come on, people. We need to wake up, we need to read, we need to research. Please don't believe anything we say. Verify. We'll be right back after this break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 12,000 people in eight California counties are under wildfire evacuation orders from the Dixie Fire. The Dixie Fire, the second largest in California's history, was threatening Indian Valley homes Monday night. The fire has burnt more than 482,000 acres. New U.S. sanctions have been dropped against the leader of Eastern European country, Belarus. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The White House is levying new sanctions against allies of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko on the one-year anniversary of his disputed re-election. The Treasury Department announced sanctions Monday against 23 people and 21 entities that are linked to the regime and the violent crackdown on protesters following last year's elections. The statement also cited the forced landing of a passenger aircraft passing through Belarus's airspace so that police could arrest a prominent opposition journalist as justification for the new sanctions. Lukashenko said Monday at a press conference there was no need for sanctions as he was ready to negotiate with the West.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With a minimal amount of support from Republicans, the bipartisan infrastructure bill could be voted on Tuesday. Republican Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana explains to Fox News why this bill is simply stupid.
Early on, I was a likely yes on this bill. I mean, you know, who's not for infrastructure? I'm for children and prosperity, too. But then I got a copy of the bill, and I realized pretty quickly that if you look up stupid stuff in the dictionary, there's a picture of this bill. They told us it was a real infrastructure bill. It's not. Only 23% of the bill is real infrastructure. The rest is Green New Deal and welfare. They told us the bill was paid for. It isn't. We're going to have to borrow maybe up to $400 billion to pay for it. They told us there were no tax increases. There are. My state's going to have to pay $1.3 billion in new taxes on our petrochemical industry. They told us, as you pointed out, that the Democrats were really wary of this bill, and that it would, if we passed this bill, it would make it harder for them to pass their $5 trillion tax and spending binge reconciliation bill. Well, if that's true, how come every Democrat voted for this infrastructure bill?
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Finelli. We're in the last half an hour of the broadcast. We really appreciate you being here. And as you can tell by all the articles that I've been given this morning, we are seeing the consequences of much inaction towards political correctness. This is what happens when you don't speak up. This is what happens when you're worried about offending somebody. This is what happens when you worry about not being liked. This is what happens when you tweak the truth because you're afraid to be called a controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist. This is what happens when you alter reality for basically everything that makes a consolidation of power, money, control, and makes the elite have better lives, and you have no life. You've been deceived, people. All right, I'm going to go back to healthcare. I'm going to shortcut my shortcuts because we have less than a half an hour left. So here we go, people. Next, Cuba dumping COVID-19 vaccine victims in mass graves. This isn't Rich making this up. Not trying to scare you. This is basically published articles in the public domain that's been verified. Next, fully vaccinated Gibraltar sees 2,500% increase in COVID cases prompting new lockdowns. You see how this works? What were the first two words of this article? Fully vaccinated. How many times, never mind today, have I mentioned this over the months? How many? I'm blue in the face talking about this. And then it goes to lockdowns. What did I say about suicides? Five times more likely to kill, more suicide with lockdowns than with COVID. You see how this works, people? Next. Record 210,000 illegal aliens apprehended at the southern border in July during a COVID pandemic. Think about this, people. 210,000 apprehended. How many got through? When I'm reading 2 million illegal unvetted aliens coming through our southern borders this year, and you have 210,000 apprehended in 1 month, how many do you think is coming through? Look, they've sold us out. This is a takedown and a takeover. How much evidence do we have to give here? Next, White House refuses to endorse vaccine mandate for migrants released into the U.S. So here, everybody's got to get vaccinated except for the replacement population. Are you hearing me? Are you seeing it? Are you doing the math? Next, CDC study admits 74% of COVID sufferers in Massachusetts outbreak were fully vaccinated. And this is the CDC. How many articles have we shared over the weeks and months of them tweaking data, deleting deaths from CDC studies and VAERS data? My gosh, no one believes what they say. If they admit to 74%, probably add another 20% on that minimum. Next, Pentagon to require COVID vaccines for all of our troops by September 15th. That's against the Nuremberg Code. It's against the HIPAA regulations. Do they want to debilitate our healthcare workers and our military so our enemies can literally walk into our borders and take our country over? Just asking. Just asking. Remember Jericho. Next. Iceland experiences worst COVID Delta surge where 90% of 16-year-olds and over are vaccinated. Look, we can't make this any more clearer, people. Next, more companies forcing employers to take experimental COVID-19 vaccinations now linked to over 12,000 deaths in the U.S. that they're admitting to. Just think about all these deaths, all these articles. CDC whistleblowers, 45,000 deaths in 3 days, 50,000 deaths here. One article I mentioned a few weeks ago where there was one physician says it was like 540,000 deaths in the U.S. I mean, think about what they're admitting if that was just mass deaths from guns. Just think about that, people. I'm going to end healthcare with one last article, just so you have something to think about. It's titled Medical Horror. COVID vaccines have now killed more people than the atomic bomb dropped in Hiroshima. Please think about this. Please think about what we're saying. Please verify the articles that I'm mentioning to you. I promise you, I'm not making this stuff up. Okay, I'm going to go to a little bit of voter fraud because we're running out of time fast, and I'm just going to mention a few things quickly because, again, Mike Lindell, go to frankspeech.com after this broadcast. For the next 3 days, tell everybody you know in the world to tune in to frankspeech.com, and I think lindelltv.com is going to be covering this as well. All right, voter fraud, election fraud. Wisconsin election officials quietly removed more than 200,000 from their voter rolls after the election. You can't make this stuff up. Next, Soros-funded Colorado Secretary of State moves, listen to this, people, she moves to eliminate signature verification and protect dead voters, and she wants to put a gag order on poll workers. Basically, you can do anything you want. What's the sense in being a poll worker? What's the sense in voting? Again, nothing matters. This is the delegitimization of work. It's a takedown of value. That's what we're seeing live. Next, Merrick Garland threatens prison time for organizers of election forensic audits. Yeah, again, published articles in the public domain. It's illegal to do that. The states and the state legislature has the jurisdiction, not the federal government. This is illegal from every angle you look at. Next, more voter fraud allegations in several Georgia counties, including Gwinnett, DeKalb, Fulton, and Clayton County counties. Next, expert cyber team confirms votes can be altered from overseas in run-up to the Lindell Symposium. People, are you hearing this? Next, more votes than voters in 15 Nevada counties. This is like unbelievable Twilight Zone stuff. Next, 90% of voters concerned about election cheating. 74% support voter ID. People are waking up big time. Next, Fox News hits bottom, edits President Trump's interview on Unfiltered with Dan Bongino and filters out his accusations of stolen election. You can't make this stuff up. Anything in the mainstream media, any organization, any NGO, any big corporation, any government entity, you cannot believe a word they say. Go to the independent media, please. Next, Democrats demand photo ID to buy ammunition but refuse to support ID to vote. I can't make this stuff up. It's a joke. These people have turned America into a joke. Next, Seth Keschel releases analysis on 5 Pennsylvania counties with enough fraudulent ballots to flip the state to Donald Trump. Next, Fulton County, Georgia, caught in another lie. They claim that there was 5,000 absentee ballots were adjudicated in the 2020 election, but they previously claimed on record that the absentee ballots adjudication was over 100,000. See, everything is a lie and a gaslighting, people. Everything's made for theater. They literally change their so-called facts as the progression of the story continues, just to cover their butt. Next, you're going to love this one. 134-year-old man voted in the 2020 election. 134. It's too much. Next, Georgia ballots rejected by machines were altered by election workers. People, when you talk about election fraud, which just little old me over the past several months have given probably thousands of pieces of evidence of election fraud, voter fraud, and foreign interference. Thousands. There's only one word that needs to be qualified at this point, and that's the word uncertified. In other words, our government is incapacitated. Did you hear me? Okay, I'm looking at the time here. I'm going to go to some general news. And of course, I'm skipping a lot of stuff. I apologize. I just don't have enough time, but that's okay. Next, John Kerry's family jet flown 16 times this year, and he's the big climate crisis guy. Hypocrisy, double standards. We can make a television show out of just hypocrisies and double standards by the elite. 16 times, and he is a big screecher of climate crisis and climate change. What a joke. This shows how stupid these people think that you are. Next, China doubles down on coal, despite global push to go green. Come on, people. It has nothing to do with going green. It has everything to do with taking down America in every way. Culture, traditions, infrastructure, prosperity, the rule of law, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. It's a takedown, and it's to build up China. Because our people at the top sold you out to give the keys to our electric grid, our prosperity, our manufacturing, our commerce to China. I can't say this enough because I've given hundreds, if not thousands, of published articles in the public domain proving this. Next, Atlantic magazine owner publishes unvaccinated should not fly, but she owns two private jets. This is Jobs' widow, Steve Jobs' widow, who's in multiple pictures with Ghislaine Maxwell. That's right. So she's saying that you should not fly if you're not vaccinated, but she owns two private jets. You cannot make this stuff up. Hypocrisy and double standards is a millionth power. Next, Missouri governor pardons Mark and Patricia Mikulski. That's good news for a change, because our Second Amendment, they should not be arrested for defending their home. That's how corrupt we are. Thank God for the Missouri governor. We'll be right back. We appreciate you being here.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Rich Hubin sitting in for Vince Fennelli. This is our last segment of the broadcast. We really appreciate you being here. And I just want to remind you about frankspeech.com. That's Frank, F-R-A-N-K, speech, S-P-E-E-C-H.com. Mike Lindell is going to prove election fraud and foreign interference over the next 3 days, starting right now. So please tell everybody you know in the country and the world to go ahead and tune in to frankspeech.com, and I think LindellTV.com might be covering it as well. Okay, I'm just going to rip into as much current news as possible, general news, and that's how we're going to end the broadcast because we only have a few minutes left. Again, we really appreciate you being here, everybody. Okay, next article. Middle school teacher presents curriculum to teach preteens about pronouns and queer theory and critical race theory. Next article. Marxist Oregon governor signs law allowing students to graduate without proof that they can read, write, or do math. Without proof that they can read, write, or do math. Now students can graduate. Look, we've said this a million times. Your kids, when this is all said and done, they're going to blame you for not homeschooling them. When they educate themselves on what has happened to them, they're going to blame you, the parents. You have to get your kids out of public government schools. You have to get people together. Get people who have 15 years minimum experience in the private sector, successful experience. We have to stop teaching them theory and social and political indoctrination. We have to teach them skill sets that they could use, practical skills. Okay, pardon my it's impossible for me not to go off into a tangent. Next, Mitch McConnell and 17 Rhino Senators vote for infrastructure bill that included $0 for border Security. Think about this, people. This is a takedown. This has nothing to do with left-right Republican, Democrat paradigm. It's all the aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs. I've been saying this for 11-plus years on the air. Next. Man lends his Tesla car to his father, then gets charged $14,000 by Tesla for the upgrades because his dad pressed the wrong buttons. Technology is not your friend. People use it as a double-edged sword. It's not. It's mostly for increased costs, increased... It's consolidation of surveillance, of censorship, and it's to get you to push the buttons but not know how to fix the buttons when things break. So it costs you more. Okay, it's more cost shifting, more money in the pockets of the big boys. Next, Biden sinks to new low, suing Texas Governor Abbott for trying to deal with the border crisis. Here you have a governor trying to protect his own people, and he's being sued by an installed president. You can't make this stuff up, people. Next, Democrat Arizona state senator arrested, charged with multiple counts of sexual conduct with children. And these people are being arrested by having some type of sexual conduct with little boys. You can't make this stuff up. Democrats, people. This is their currency is pedophilia. Next, cattle are dying, crops are drying up, food shortages are on the way. This is exactly what's happening in America, people, and around the world. This is depopulation agenda. We've talked about this in great detail. Next. Australians who post independent media content online could face $11,000 fines. This is Nazi stuff. This is Stalin stuff. Next, French President Macron imposes a lockdown. The locals are rising up and burning the vaccination centers to the ground. Our vaccination centers have been empty in this country for months. People are waking up. They're not going there. That's why they're being taken down. Next, most voters think more police are needed in the U.S. Absolutely. Next, Psaki, sit down for this one. This is comedy. Psaki blames Trump for record numbers of illegal pouring over the border. You can't even make this stuff up. This is a joke. This is comedy. Next, Department of Homeland Security warns of increasing threats of violence. From Trump conspiracy admits there's no evidence of specific plot. Basically, they're admitting that's why they want masks, to cover up their mercenaries' identity. Next, another fake race hoax blows up. Media claims Rockies fan yelled the N-word at a black batter, but it shows that he was yelling at the mascot. Next, CDC illegally extends eviction moratorium for another 2 weeks. Even though the Supreme Court ruled it has no such authority. That's illegal. Next, illegal alien charged with murder released to halfway house. But yet our patriots are in prison for doing nothing. Next, they can't arrest us all.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.